to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this Tuesday, November 12th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to explain a couple more points about this story. I'm still getting text messages coming in. People not understanding why this has to be done. Lenny in Indian River, I don't understand your question. Why is there a gag order? What gag order are you referring to? I'm not sure. The problems that you have in dealing with these municipalities according to zoning laws, master plans, basically what is allowed and not allowed in certain areas in your counties. Now, you have to understand that this is a process that needs to be dealt with in a proper fashion. So one of the things that they are looking at in particular is staging areas. Staging 350-plus semi-trailers of equipment for emergency situations. Here are the counties that they were initially reporting. Was Eaton, Ingham, Ionia, Kent, Livingston, and Macomb. Now, this is in addition to Oscoda's Worth Smith Air Force Base. I don't see IASCO on the list. However, they did the investigation. They looked at these stories. They looked at this information, and that's why the sheriff got involved. Again, questions coming in. Well, what could trigger an emergency? That's the question. Now, maybe, just maybe, and I'm not saying this is the justification of these particular counties, but the timing of it is very important, critical to understanding the process. First of all, last Tuesday, November 5th, was a historic day, a major election in this country. The left, still not accepting, still recovering from the defeat of Kamala Harris and many, many Democrats. State representatives, Lansing, 110 of them. Last 2 years, 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans. Democrats in the majority, Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit. As of the certification, which, by the way, Antrim County still has not been certified. Wayne County in Detroit has, but not our Antrim. Elections with votes coming in and flipping certain seats, it's been determined that the House majority now went four seats in favor of the Republicans. It's now 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats. New speaker was voted on last week. Matt Hall will be the speaker starting in January. Electoral College is going to be casting their votes by their electors on January 6, 2025. Donald Trump will be sworn in and give his inaugural speech on January 20th. This is all FEMA's decision to do this right now. Is the FBI, CIA, Homeland Security, are they hearing rumblings of some type of rally? Rallying the troops, Kamala Harris supporters, are going to show up on the Capitol like they did back January 6th of 2021. Well, if that ends up proving to be the case, they just want to be prepared for civil unrest. Is it going to happen up here in northern Michigan? Probably not. Out of these counties on this list, the ones where I could honestly possibly see, Livingston County, perhaps, Macomb County. Those are the ones I'm considering. Okay, Lenny was referring to Judge Elsenheimer issuing a gag order. I don't remember a gag order. What I remember is he wanted the forensic audit to be redacted. Dominion Company claimed that there was proprietary information to the machines, to their software, that was in Russell Ramsland's forensic audit report. I have a copy stored on my computer of the original unredacted forensic audit. But no, there was never any gag order, not to my recollection. Vicky and I were personal friends with Bill and Renee Bailey. I'm the one that referred DiPerno to him to file the case. Patrick Kolbeck provided the information, the basis, the justification for the lawsuit. Mike Lindell rounded up a bunch of computer geeks, including Russell Ramsland, and they flew into the Bel Air Airport and came inside the building. Christian Marcus, former county commissioner, Terry Van Alstine, Ed Betcher, many other county commissioners were there witnessing everything they did. So, I don't remember the gag order. But one thing you have to understand, this was a process. The process was, the election was held in November of 2020. Bill Bailey knew something was wrong. He contacted the authorities. He questioned Cheryl Guy and what happened in the county. Folks, this is also happening all across the state of Michigan. Antrim County just happened to be the tip of the spear. We just happened to have the forensic audit. How do I know? Because on Friday, December 4th, me and a bunch of other patriots were sitting surrounding the county building in Bel Air. I pulled our SUV up onto the sidewalk in front of her windows that had a clear shot directly into her computer equipment in the event somebody attempted to use a laser-style EMP and shoot it into her building to basically erase and absolutely destroy the evidence. We had people at every entrance. We had people in the parking lot. We had the Antrim County Sheriff. They suited up in SWAT clothing and came over and talked to us. Randy, what the heck are you guys doing? We're protecting the building. We're locking it down. We have forensic experts coming. They're supposed to be flying in either later tonight or tomorrow. And we're here to protect the building. I stayed there until Saturday morning about 10 o'clock. Stayed up all night in the SUV. Basically told the guys, I'm done. I got to go home and get some sleep. Other people came and replaced us. They had it locked down on Saturday. Well, on Sunday, December 6, 2020, the airplane flew into the Bel Air Airport. People went over there and picked these people up, brought them back to the county building, and with the county commissioners present, the sheriff deputies present, they went into Cheryl Guy's office and did the forensic audit. The report was generated. I believe it was 28 pages, if memory serves me correct. Unredacted pointed out everything that happened in her election equipment 2 weeks before the election, the night of the election, and a couple of days immediately thereafter, leading into the canvass of the election by the Board of Canvassers. We had the evidence. Judge Kevin Elsenheimer gave us permission to do the audit. Well, upon reading the audit, Dominion objected, demanded redactions be made to the audit. That was what went public. That's what was exposed to the media. I have the unredacted original one. Now, the only gag order I think you're possibly referring to was Elsenheimer said any of the information in the original forensic audit report could not be disclosed to the public and the report had to be redacted. There may have been a gag order on that part of the forensic audit of the case. Now, Lenny's responding, based on your findings you guys found there in Antrim County, that proves that we should have these type of audits done not only statewide in Michigan, but nationwide. That's what Patrick Kobach and Mike Lindell have been working on. These machines can remotely be manipulated. We've talked about it many times. Judy Kozlowski, Central Lake Township, Antrim County, Michigan, gave a sworn statement. I have it. Cheryl Guy remotely had Dominion repair her machine without anybody coming to her office. I'll explain that once again, wrap it up, wrap up the story. We're moving on. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Just wrapping up this story, recounting the events of what basically happened back in 2020. The only possible dot connecting I can do is that the federal government, FEMA, other responders are concerned about January 6th of 2025. The casting of the votes of the electors for the Electoral College in Washington, D.C. Perhaps the responding to the liberals who did not support Donald Trump's victory against Kamala Harris last Tuesday. The difference, again, between the two, we had evidence here in Antrim County. Bill Bailey's lawsuit was the tip of the spear that led to other counties saying, well, if it could happen in Antrim County, a very conservative county, roughly 62 to 65% Republican vote for Republicans versus 35% to the Democrats in that county, if it could happen in Antrim County, did it happen in Fulton County, Georgia? Atlanta area? Did it happen in Philadelphia? Did it happen in Madison, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin? Did it happen in Maricopa County, Arizona? Did it happen in Nevada? All these other counties started looking at their elections and going, wait a minute. The results in our county sound very similar to what happened on election night in Antrim County, Michigan. Now, of course, we all know that Cheryl Guy claims it was her human error. How did it happen? Very simple. 2 weeks before the election, the clerks are required to print out a ballot on their machines for their jurisdiction. Central Lake, folks, is north of Bel Air in Antrim County. M88 heading north from Bel Air, from Cheryl Guy's, the county building's office, is the next community to the north. Judy Kozlowski could not print her test ballots, so she called Cheryl Guy, the clerk, and Cheryl Guy said, hold on a second. 10 minutes later, she came back and told Judy Kozlowski, try it now. And Judy said, what do you mean, try it now? The machine is turned off. The machine is unplugged. And nobody came to my office. What do you mean, try it now? She said, just plug it back in, turn it on, and try it now. So she did. And guess what? Her machine printed out a test ballot. Got a very simple question for you, folks. If nobody showed up at Judy Kozlowski's office, if the machine was not turned on, if the machine wasn't even plugged in and had no power to it, how did Cheryl Guy get Dominion to fix it? Because there's a cell phone modem in all the Dominion machines. Somebody at Dominion called Judy's machine and found the problem, fixed the problem, and she was then able to print out her test ballot. Now, they all say the machines are not connected to the Ethernet. We have one small township in our county. I believe it's either Echo or Chestonia. They don't even have cell phone service at that township hall. They don't even have cell phone service capabilities. So it couldn't have been done by cell phones. Was it connected to the internet? We don't know. The bottom line is this. The evidence was presented in the audit. Judge Elsenheimer eventually, because he was taking so much heat, there was rumors of death threats against him and his children at their high school in East Bay Township down in Grand Traverse County, that ultimately he said, you know what? I'm dismissing the case. You want to appeal it to the appellate court? Dump this on three judges down in Lansing. I'm off the case. He was one judge that stood up and allowed us to get the evidence. Well, as a result, just so you guys know, a couple of weeks ago, prior to the election, Bill Bailey passed away peacefully at home. Pancreatic cancer. Me and Sherry Hogan were out doing signs that day. We stopped over at the house. Renee let us in. We went into his bedroom and we woke him up. He became coherent as best he could. He was on morphine, but he recognized us. We prayed on him. We prayed together. And he said, Randy, I hope and pray to God that I live long enough to make it to 8 p.m. on November 5th. And I said, Election Day? And he goes, yeah. And I said, why, Bill? And he said, because I voted for Donald Trump and I voted for Vicky. And I want my vote to count. Well, unfortunately, he didn't make it to Election Day. But he was with us. Believe me. He's up there in heaven looking down on us, and he helped us win in Antrim County. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program
that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey from fresh